67 Chevrolet is here. Sweet, smooth, and sassy.
Your road trips will never be the same when you're behind the wheel of an American legend. Camp Courageous is giving you the chance to win a 57 Chevy Bel Air Sport Coupe. This is the car people turn their heads for. Get your raffle tickets now at campcourageous.org. Learn more and get your raffle tickets now for a chance to glide down the road in a classic 57 Chevy. Visit campcourageous.org.
Greetings from Camp Courageous. This is Charlie Becker, the director of Camp Courageous, giving you this week's update for the week of July 20th, 2024. For new listeners, Camp Courageous is a year-round recreational, respite, and travel program for individuals with disabilities. It is run without government support, without formal sponsorship, and without anyone being paid to raise money for the camp. What this means is everything that is donated, whether it be time, materials, or money, goes directly to benefit the campers. Had a great superheroes respite weekend this past weekend. Along with that, we had an emergency respite care camper here whose family member, one was out of the country, another one had emergency surgery. And Camp Courageous is always here for families when their back is up against the wall and they have no one to turn to. There's always the Camp Courageous emergency respite program. Campers this week had a great time at the Great Jones County Fair. A big thank you to the board of directors at the Great Jones County Fair, for those folks that are part of the Midway Rides, and to the Monticello Lions Club for giving campers a wonderful meal at the Lions booth there. Campers had a great time, and it's always exciting for this particular week where the campers spend time at the Great Jones County Fair. We found out last week from the Monticello Chamber of Commerce that the camp's participation in the 4th of July parade, the camp received the Best Patriotic Award, and the panel of judges from the Monticello Speech Department were highly impressed by the camp's spirit, and we appreciate that wonderful award. Camp Courageous, anytime when it is not being used by the campers, is always available for rentals. And we had a group of DMLA folks out here last weekend, and they write, on behalf of the Iowa DMLA organization, I wanted to give a big thank you to Camp Courageous team for hosting us this weekend. Stacy was beyond amazing to share her time with us and the rest of the volunteers leading the events. We were grateful for access to the housing and the outstanding facilities you provide. Our kids absolutely loved getting to explore and having fun. It was wonderful seeing firsthand the activities you provide campers year-round, and we look forward to supporting you even more so you can continue to be a blessing to so many. Have a great day and see you again soon. And that comes from Hannah Wilkie. So once again, we appreciate having rentals out here at camp. It's always a great opportunity to expose others to what a wonderful facility camp is. This Saturday, we're in Des Moines for the American Legion Convention, in particular their foundation. They have been supporting the camp for decades, going back to Church Williams from Owine, who introduced us to this great organization. Ragbri is going on this week, and our Cubs, the Chicago Urban Bicycle Society, each year takes on the camp as their project as they ride across the state of Iowa. We'll be spending time with them on Thursday evening in Ottumwa, where they have an auction for the camp each year. Right around the corner, too, will be the 15th annual Camp Courageous Sprint Triathlon. It will be Sunday, August 4th here at Camp Courageous. If you'd like more information, go to camp's website at campcourageous.org. The Manchester Garage Sale is going full blast. They're in the midst of their Christmas in July. And here's a little message about that event.
Have you heard? Camp Courageous Manchester Garage Sale is celebrating Christmas in July. You will not believe all the Christmas items that they will be putting out. Why shop Christmas now? Well, it's the perfect time to stock up on decor for your home, window displays, static parade props, work displays, or anything that uses Christmas decorations. So don't miss out. Camp Courageous Manchester Garage Sale Christmas in July, happening now through the end of the month.
Manchester Garage Sale is located at 1121 East Main Street in Manchester. They're open Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., Wednesdays from 9 to 6, and Saturdays from 9 to noon. A big thank you to all the volunteers and everyone that makes that possible. Camp Courageous' pineapple sale is right around the corner at all the Hy-Vee stores in eastern Iowa. There's over 40 of them. They'll be selling pineapples to benefit the camp. They'll be going August 1st through the 11th. Once again, Hy-Vee's, get your pineapples August 1st through the 11th. And then right around the corner then is the Pineapple Gala. That'll be August 16th, 2024 at 6 p.m. at the Doubletree in downtown Cedar Rapids. There is a live auction, a silent auction, a wonderful Hawaiian dinner. If you'd like more information, you can go to Camp Courageous's website or phone us here at Camp Courageous. And we'd love to have folks make baskets for us to auction off. And also, if you'd like tickets to this event, get a hold of us here at Camp Courageous. It's camp's largest one-day event each year. Camp Courageous's need of the week is paper towels. We go through a tremendous amount of paper towels. Along with that, just paper products, toilet paper, paper plates, things like that Camp Courageous can always use. Camp Courageous had a couple of dear friends pass away this past week, and they asked that memorials go to Camp Courageous. We're really grateful to them for that. Helen Pratt was 91 from Springville, Iowa. Helen and her husband, Ken, went on many Camp Courageous Branson trips. They never missed a breakfast. Just wonderful people. Our sympathy goes out to the family of Helen Pratt. Also, Scott McDonald passed away. Scott was very involved with the camp. He was from Bendorf, only 66 years old. Our sympathy goes out to Scott's family and friends. We also extend our sympathy to the family of Mary Frances Jasper. She was from Hopkinton. Family had been involved with Camp Courageous for many, many years. After her funeral, there was a large amount of food that was left, and that was donated to the camp. So we appreciate people constantly thinking of Camp Courageous, no matter what the situation might be. Camp Courageous hopes you have a safe and a wonderful weekend. Stay healthy and make it a plan to come visit us here at Camp Courageous. We are sincerely grateful to you for listening. Thank you.